as we come to this end of this year, and God has again blessed and encouraged us, and we are grateful for all those things. As we come to consider this, there's a couple of things. You have a prayer list, and you also have a budget that has been prepared. I'm going to try during the meeting to even use this prayer list as well with regard to some of those matters that we would pray for as we even give thanks. So if you just make sure you have that in hand, that we can pray for those things as well, since we use this evening for the purpose of prayer, and we can use it in our meeting, as it were, as well, as we remember leadership, as we think of finances, as we think of missions and churches and God's mercies in our own church. These are things that we can pray about and direct you to. What I'd like to do, though, is as we consider this business that we have, we understand that this is not the primary business that we do, is conduct business meetings. But we know that we have to mind our business. We've got to do what pleases Caesar, and that is to have an annual meeting according to the Constitution and all those things, but also at the same time we can also render to God what belongs to Him, and that's all the praise that we can exist here peaceably in this country, and that God would bless us here. But I want to remind you of our business, what our business is. And I take for my text, and in fact, it's just Jesus' very first words. If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, these are the very first words. In fact, even if it's not red letter, these are the very first words that Jesus Christ ever speaks. And they're found in Luke 2:49. And this is what he says to his mother. You may remember that they went, when he was 12 years old, down to Jerusalem, and they walked away and left him there, thinking that he was in the company of all of those who had traveled from Galilee, and he was not. And they came back and they found him in the temple, answering questions and asking questions, and all who heard him were amazed. But when his mom saw him, she treated him just like a mom does. She scolded him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." Here's Jesus' answer. It was a good answer, and it reminds us of what we are about. He says, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" What is that business that we're to be about? What was it that the Lord Christ was concerned about? Some versions will say, "Don't you know I have to be about the things of my Father?" And then the version that I've read here and used here is the New King James. "Did you not know I have to be about my Father's business?" But what are we to be about? And what are we to, as a church, how are we to carry on the Father's business? And I would just give three orders of business that we have to attend to as a church. Some of these things may be mentioned in terms of the meeting and some of the things we'll speak about, but here are the things that I would say that ought to mark our business. What are we to be about? First of all, we're to be seeking the treasures of the kingdom. We're to be seeking the kingdom of God and it's His righteousness first. That's our first business. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." And this is the priority business, the kingdom of God. And that is what we're to be about. That's our priority business. The business of the church of Jesus Christ is different from other businesses. Our business is not to be reforming this passing world order. Our business is not to be making a name for ourselves. Our business is not to be finding a comfortable little niche that we can have in this society. But our business is, as citizens of heaven, that we have different ambitions, we have different pursuits. And our pursuit is that kingdom, and principally our pursuit is Christ Himself. We have a different passion. Our passion is to live for Christ, knowing that he is all the great gain that we have, and that all everything else that we can gain is but rubbish compared to the gain of knowing him and enjoying him and entering into the fellowship of his sufferings and the life and power of his resurrection. And so this is what we're to be about. We're to be constantly seeking our Savior. We are to do as wonderful Barnabas did, as he encouraged the church at Antioch, to cleave with full purpose of heart to the Christ, to the Lord himself. That's our business. Our business is to seek him. Our business is to seek him and to seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Our business is to focus on those things really that do matter, those things unseen, those eternal things. Our business is to seek an increasing conformity to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore, our business is to make him made known and make him plain the best we can. Our business is to have our treasure and make sure that it's not in these earthly things that will pass away, but that we are investing in heaven, looking in that Christ and God himself are our rich treasure. As David says, which I always love, that God is my portion in the land of the living. And apart from him, we have no good thing. I think that's the first business that we should be doing. I'm keeping it simple. We are, secondly, we're to be manifesting the realities of the kingdom. Not only are we ourselves to be seeking the treasures and privileges of that kingdom, but we are to be manifesting the realities of the kingdom, our practice. As citizens of another kingdom, we're told that we are to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which God has given to us as the citizens of heaven. And we're told by Paul in Romans 14:17 that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what we ought to be manifesting in our fellowship together. We're to be manifesting that reality of the kingdom, because the kingdom has its reality and is present in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ within us. Its greater reality, as we've been speaking about through the book of the Revelation, is to be revealed in the great last day. But its reality is present in the Spirit of God and present in his people. And when that Spirit is present in his people, then it will be marked by righteousness, peace, and joy. And really, righteousness is what we might call the standard, really the standard of the kingdom. We're going to live in a way that is pleasing in the sight of God and make it our ambition always to be pleasing to him. That's the righteousness which he requires, and that's the righteousness that we want in our lives, that kind of living with regard to his eye and living with regard to his pleasure. Manifested righteousness, manifested peace. That is to be the very state of the kingdom, that aspect of the Spirit in us, mutual concord, harmony, lack of contention and factions. It is to be marked by the same mind, being same-minded with one another, having the same love and united in purpose. It is that there is an attachment, there is an affection. It's not just simply and wonderfully peace with God that we enjoy, but it's also peace with one another and a fellowship in which we are rejoicing that we are concerned about others' needs more important than ourselves. It's that righteousness, it's that peace, and it's that joy. That's what I call the sentiment of the kingdom. Gladness and gratitude for the greater realities of what God has done for us. A gladness, a joy in the sufficiency of Christ for everything that we need and in his strength to support us in all those things that overcomes all circumstances and enables us to live in whatever circumstances we ourselves face. It's an abiding joy that we have and that we ourselves look to. And then I would really, I push this into that definition that Paul gives in Romans 14. I just put manifested love, manifested mercy and meekness, manifested self-denial, manifested sacrifice for one another, living toward with one another in the same way that Christ gave himself for us. It's manifesting the realities of the kingdom. And these are the things that should matter to us. And hopefully, that's the business we're about. Hopefully, as we meet together, whether we're in studies, home groups, whether we're in worship or in prayer, that these would be the great aims that we would have, that these realities, these kingdom realities, would be more and more manifested by the Spirit of God in our lives. These are things worth pursuing. Well, third, and this is probably doesn't need to be said, but it would be said anyway, we are to be declaring the gospel of the kingdom. We're to be declaring the truth of the kingdom. This is our proclamation. This is the way the Lord Jesus began his own earthly ministry. It was in the very early part of Luke chapter 4 and verse 43, as he declared what he was going to be about. He says, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. And also, we are sent for this purpose. We live for this purpose. Not only that we are seekers of that kingdom, and not only are we those who are manifesting the realities of the kingdom in our own lives by the indwelling Spirit, but we are those who are proclaimers of that kingdom. We bear witness. We bear testimony. Just like those martyrs in the book of the Revelation, we hold fast to the commandments of God. We seek to do what is right in His sight, but we also give testimony of the one through whom we ourselves are able to bear witness and live in a way that is marked by joy no matter what our circumstances. This is the business of our business as a church. This was the business of the early church in the apostles. It was Philip's business in Acts 8:12 when he was in Samaria. And basically it says he was there, he was proclaiming Christ to them. And as he continued to do that, we're told he was proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. We make Jesus main and plain. He is in our lives, and we seek to make him main and plain to others as we have opportunity. That our desire is that, as J.C. Ryle says, that we are not content to go to heaven ourselves, but that we really eagerly desire that others would know this Christ and enter into the same joy and privileges and kingdom which we do. This was Paul's business, as he declared it in Acts 20:25. This is what he did, preaching among you publicly and privately from house to house. And this is the way in which the historical record of the church ends in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 20, 28, 28 and 20 and 31, that he himself, in fact, I just want to... I don't have it written down, so I'm going to read it to you. The way that last chapter ends of the narrative of the church. Where he speaks in verse 23, and when they had set a day for him, that is Paul stationed in Rome, there under imprisonment, but and yet unable to receive visitors, they came to him in his lodging in large numbers, and he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and from the prophets from morning until evening. That was what he was about to the very end of his days. And as the book of the Acts concludes, written by Luke, then it says he stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness, unhindered. And that's the business that we're to be about. We're to be about this business that we are tell men that there is a time when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of God and His Christ. That there is coming a day by God's purpose and design that He will be the one, He will be the only king in all the earth. There is coming a day when this Jesus Christ, who has been crucified and glorified, is going to judge all men. And this is the, and that this Christ who has come is the one who has also come that men might be saved out of their sins, saved to be brought near and near and dear to God. This is what we're to be. This is our business, to speak of our Savior, that He alone can deliver sinners, and that there's only one name under heaven and earth given among men, which is Jesus Christ. That's our business. Our business is to be about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, just trying to work in with Rob Haynes' 2 Peter study, we are to be hastening the coming of the kingdom. We're to be hastening the coming of the kingdom. He hasn't got this part in his study yet. But as Peter closes his second letter, he tells the saints what kind of people, he says, the kind of people you ought to be in holy conduct and godliness, all right? He says, marked by looking for and hastening the coming of God. Hastening. How do we hasten the coming of God? I think that's an interesting statement that he makes. How can we bring it about? And I think the Lord taught us how that comes about, as he taught the disciples to pray in Luke 11:2, pray, thy kingdom come. It is by praying. It is by seeking that kingdom in prayer. It is by longing for his glorious appearing. It is a prayer and a desire that the present realities of the kingdom might become more and more manifested in our lives, that the work of the Spirit and working righteousness, peace, and joy in our hearts, a life that is conformed to Christ's life, a life that is marked by self-denying love, a life that is marked by a compassion for the lost, that speaks to the lost, is increasingly manifested in our lives. It is marked by that prayer. It is marked by a prayer for what we will pray for our missionaries, that others may hear beyond our own walls and beyond our own provinces, as it were, and that they themselves might come into that kingdom. It is marked by our seeking that God would make that radical intervention into history again with his second advent, and execute that salvation and judgment which he has promised, and to bring complete order to the cosmos and bring glory to its great, bring us to that great glorious conclusion. That is how we are, this is what we're to be about. And so as I leave with those things, that's glorious business. That's the best business to be in. That's what the church is to be in. Involved in that business. And so as we conduct our business will be to give God praise. Our business will then be to pray for some of those things that we need as far as a church, and to speak of those mercies as well as we have opportunity. And so I end the devotion to this meeting. Let me pray, and then I'll make a few observations as well.